Well, if you had some sweet liquid or something to pour over some dessert, what would you just call it?
Frosting, maybe.
Well, if, you might call it a kind of, what's hollandaise? You make hollandaise, what, put over vegetables? Sauce.
Sauce?
Would that be a sauce if you made it sweet like that?
Yeah, I guess so. Chocolate sauce would be.
Well, if you made it out of milk like that, or cream or something, would you call that a sauce?
I guess it would be the same thing.
Well, if you eat milk between regular meals, what do you call that? I mean, eat food between regular meals.
Snacks.
And every day, you might say in the morning, I get up and what breakfast?
Eat.
And you say, yesterday I
ate.
And I have already
eaten.
And what do some people drink for breakfast? What do you drink for breakfast?
Oh, coffee, water.
Well, how do you make coffee?
Well, in a coffee pot with water and a coffee, and you let the water boil, and it's either put up through the coffee, and then once it's put, I guess you got coffee grounds.
Well, when you said you might have water, so what would you drink water in?
A glass.
And if the glass fell off the counter, you'd say, The glass will
break.
And yesterday it
broke.
And it has
broken.
And what do you do to the water?
Drink.
And yesterday
drank.
And you have
drunk.
And now if you went in to the dinner table and your whole family was standing around the table, what would you tell them to do?
Have a seat.
And what about if you had company to invite them to into the table? What would you say?
Have a seat or be seated.
And would you ever say be seated just to your family?
Quite possibly.
And would it make any difference if you had like some strangers or some important guests? Or and if you just had close relatives and friends?
You'd probably be on your toes more as far as your etiquette goes.
So what would you say to them?
Probably be seated.
That too, to who?
To the visitors or the guests.
So if somebody came in the dining room, you'd say, won't you
be seated?
And so he would
be seated.
But what would he be doing?
He would sit.
And yesterday he
sat.
And they had all what when you came to the table?
Sat.
And it's what about if you were sitting at the table and you're just getting started and someone tried to pass you the potatoes and they hadn't had any yet, what would you say to them?
Please have some.
Is that, and would you say that to some company? Is that what you would use for company, or is that what you use for your family?
Possibly use that with company.
What about if it was just your wife or something?
Use the same term.
So what would you say to her?
Please have some.
And would you ever say something like, help yourself?
Yeah, quite possibly.
How would you say that?
Just help yourself.
And so, if they did that, you'd say, he went ahead and did what? If you told him to help himself, he went ahead and
took some.
And if somebody was in trouble, you'd say, I'm going to go
help.
And yesterday I
helped.
And I have already
helped.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say something that, you know, some food that's hog blood or something. Hog blood pudding. You'd say, what, somebody? I don't
care for any.